to call to order the Town of Mottville Town Council regular meeting for November 13th, 2024. Please join me in a pledge of allegiance, followed by a moment of silence in honor of our military.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Agnes, could you have a roll call, please?
Here.
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 Present. Do we have any special recognitions or presentations? All right. Any alterations to the agenda? All right. Hearing none, let's move on to consider an act on a motion to approve the regular meeting minutes of October 16th, 2024.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? All right. All in favor, approve the regular meeting minutes of October 16th, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none, it's unanimous. Executive session, consider an act on a motion to enter an executive session for the purpose of interviewing a candidate for the Water and Sewer Commission, discussions to include the members of the Town Council and Mayor Leonard Bunnell, Sr.
So moved.
Second.
Second. Third.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? All right, now the time is 7:03. Entering executive session.
Mayor.
Bill, did you need this water on the floor?
Yeah, I put it on the floor.
Okay, out of executive session at 7:14, no votes were taken. Okay, at this time I'd like to have remarks from the public relating to matters on the agenda with a 3-minute limit. Remarks from the public relating to matters on the agenda with a 3-minute limit.
Ann Gollin, 64 DeMotto Drive, Oakdale, Connecticut. I thought it'd be good to start with some positive things happening right now with the animal shelter, so I thought the beginning part of the meeting. I want to thank all the businesses who've been donating to the pet pantry and the pet shelter food for the animals, so it helps the families in Mottville. Especially, we've been getting gift cards to buy pet food from Stop and Shop. We've been in Uncasville, we've gotten food from Tractor Supply in Waterford, Colchester, Old Saybrook. We've been getting direct money, coupons from Purina Corporate that's been sending coupons for us to buy food for the animals at the pet pantry and the shelter. So I think we're getting some good help with the town and from local businesses. Another good thing that's happening, December 6th through December 20th, we're going to be having a pet food and supply drive. We have several businesses are going to be collecting the food for us at their locations. So we'll have buckets and we're going to have flyers around the town. So we hope to collect a lot of food for the families because they're having a difficult time, especially around the holidays. We'd like them to keep their animals at home and not have to give them up. So we're thinking if we collect all this food, they'll have food for their pets at home. And the last thing that I'd like to bring up is that we're going to be starting our nonprofit. We have a group of people that will be joining me to start raising money, getting an incorporation, and start our nonprofit so that once the shelter is built, we will have an organization in Mottville like Ledger, like Gales Ferry, like Waterford, like many of the towns in the area have their own nonprofit to help the families in their town and the surrounding shelters. We're going to be having a meeting very shortly, and we're going to start our nonprofit. So those are all the good things that have been happening, and we're also looking forward to a lot of applications on November 19th to build our shelter and to hear from this group and Lieutenant Radford about what's the next step after the 19th to get the shelter built.
Hold on, Ann, hold on. If people want to take advantage of the pet food and stuff that you guys are collecting, how would they do that?
Okay, if anyone in Montville, specifically right now Montville, once we get the nonprofit, all of the towns that join us at the shelter will be able to take advantage of it also, and any local shelter that needs help and they can't go to anyone. Right now, we have our pet pantry and social services. It's the old town hall in Montville. We've been delivering food there and supplies regularly, and the shelter goes there and gets food when they need it for the Montville Animal Shelter also. So they just have to go there. It's Monday through Friday. I think it's 8 or 9 in the morning till 4 o'clock in the afternoon. They go there. They see Jen, and Jen will help them get cat and dog food.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you. Let me go one more time. Remarks from the public relating to items on the agenda with a 3-minute limit. All right. Thank you. Communication, copy of the legal bills from Sussman and Shapiro for the month of September 2024, a copy of the legal bills from Hilleron and Sage for the month of September 2024, and we also have a copy of a letter from Mohegan Fire Company Chief Matthew Suarez regarding the shortfall of qualified timely responding volunteers. Did everyone receive that in their package? Mm-hmm. All right. Report from the town attorney on matters referred. Mayor, do we have anything from the town attorney?
No report there. No report.
And then also now let's go. Do you have anything, remarks from the mayor and administrative department heads, including matters referred?
I'd like to start off with the reports from the department heads. I'd like to call up Lieutenant Radford from the police department.
Lieutenant Radford, Montville Police Department. I'm going to start off with some comments with the PD first. I've gone through our annual applications for grants, and I just want to pass on that we have obtained our fiscal year 25 DRE grant again for our DRE instructor. This grant was awarded for $44,938.37. I had also applied for our annual fiscal year DUI grant, which was also awarded. That was for $64,568.37. And then the third grant so far that we are involved with is the distracted driving high visibility enforcement. That grant isn't until April of 25, but we have been pre-approved for up to $25,000 for that one. So I'm just waiting for the application for that so we can go through that process. Last year they did a fall and a spring wave. This year they're just doing a spring wave.
What is that exactly, high visibility?
Distracted driving, high visibility. Oh, okay. That's for the cell phones, anything handheld.
Yeah. And go ahead. I've got a question for you at the end.
The only final thing I had is I just wanted to say thank you to Ann, Becky, and her crew for the hard work that they've done to obtain these donations for the animal shelter, the animals in general. And that's what I have on that. If you want to ask questions on that.
Not particularly. We got the state report of the crime throughout Connecticut, and in there there's town by town. And I know that it's only half a year for Montville, obviously, for whatever reasons, half of 2023, right?
We have a full year under our belt now of our stats, full fiscal year that we are able to obtain. It's not, they publish it by calendar year, so that'll only give us a half a calendar year on that.
So I noticed that Montville had a 5 or 6 per thousand, so I don't know if that's reflective in the total for, you know, the whole year, but maybe at some point you could let us know about some of those crimes that were committed during that time period and possibly where they kind of came, where they're coming from, and maybe what we're doing about them. I don't know, just something to educate, because it's got it in about 6 different, you know, different types of crimes, you know.
Right.
And then maybe just to do, because ours is a lot lower, like Old Saybrook had over 150 per thousand, and they got a town of 10,000. I'm going, my goodness, what's going on in Old Seabrook?
Yeah.
You know, so.
It's a shoreline.
Yeah. But I just want to maybe somebody could help us digest that and see kind of.
Yeah, I can certainly see what I can and interpret and, you know, pull together for us regarding our town.
Did everyone receive that in their emails? Yeah.
Yes, sir.
It's a long, it's only 126 pages, so you know, it's an easy read.
I just have the update on the status of the animal control facility. On October 17th, 24, the DECD acknowledged receiving the bid package. On 10/18/24, it went for review with the DECD technical team. On 10/21, the construction specialist reviewed it. On 10/21, we received an email from DECD with questions regarding the town dealing with any possible excess funding needed. The mayor responded that we're committed to this project and we'll do whatever is needed to move forward. They also requested a few technical changes in the to the package. On 10/21, again, Silver Petrocelli advised that they received the Department of Labor wage state rates and the DECD approval is the final hurdle before bidding. On 10/22, DECD replied that they accepted the fact of waiting for the final bids to determine where any extra funding, if needed, will come from. On 10/23, Silver Petrocelli returned the finalized bid documents to DECD. DECD began review of the package. On 10/25, DECD returned with two minor comments. On 10/25, Silver Petrocelli responded with adjustments being made and suggested updated dates as follows: the pre-bid meeting on 11/5 at 10 a.m. and the bid openings on 11/19. On 10/28, the bid package was approved by DECD and the publishing of it began, and I believe it was advertised by the 29th. There was a minor error referenced on the addendum, citing a date of 11/28/23 from the previous RFI. The invitation to bid was correct, and this error will be addressed at the site visit. On 11/5, the pre-bid meeting was conducted at the site. Approximately 10 general contractors attended. The addendum error was also clarified by Silver Petrocelli. On 11/12/24, that was the last day an RFI could be submitted to the finance department. There were approximately 8 to 10 RFIs submitted, which were all addressed by Silver Petrocelli. On 11/19/24 is the final day to accept bids, and the received bids will be opened at 2 p.m. in the finance department. There have been no bids received to date, which is not uncommon. Things appear to be on track for a final review of the bids and determination of the awarded contractor before the deadline of 12/31/24. As a reminder, the ARPA funds need to be obligated by the council by December 31st to the specified contractor, which has been vetted by the town attorney. We continue to be on the right track to see the project as fully funded and completed in a reasonable time frame. We just ask that the council continue to make this project a priority. We also ask that the town people continue to follow and fully support this project. Respectfully submitted. That's what I have.
Just a quick question. The existing animal control facility is in good shape to go through the winter?
It will, yes. It's in as good a shape as it's going to be, and it will get the animals through the winter safely and warm, healthily.
Okay. If there's anything needs to be done, let us know, and we'll get our public works on it.
Yeah, we, our ACO, you know, periodically finds little things that, you know, happen or break or whatever the case, and Public Works has been great about getting on it and taking care of those issues for us.
Awesome. Right. Yeah, no, that's right. It does. If Bruce ever needs anything, he can come to us. We periodically ask John more about it. I've been stopping in there, but I have to tell you, Bruce, I don't know if it's just him or someone else, and maybe I'm leaving him out. I apologize. But Bruce is doing an awesome job. I experienced
Ribello,
him firsthand the other day. He's sharp.
Officer Bruce Ribello has definitely found his niche.
Yeah, he definitely
does a great job.
Any other questions?
So, Lieutenant, you said
The last date to accept bids is the 19th?
Yes, sir.
But we have not received any bids yet?
No, and I was told that that's very common when you put out bids for proposals. Everybody waits to the last day to turn them in.
Okay, so we shouldn't be nervous about that?
No, sir.
No.
Okay, very good. Thank you.
Yep.
Thank you.
Any other?
All right, Mayor, who else?
I'd like the Fire Marshal Barnes to come up and give a report.
Good evening. I have some brief points to mention in regards to the Fire Marshal's Office and the Office of Emergency Management. September and October 2024 were the driest 2 months in recorded Connecticut history. All of Connecticut is now in a drought. According to the U.S. Drought Monitor, it lists the entire state in a moderate drought. Governor Lamont has reports that Connecticut is in a stage 2 drought. The advisory means that the state is in an awareness stage, and it also notifies the residents of an emerging drought event that could potentially impact water supplies, agriculture, or natural ecosystem. The state is in an elevated level of fire risk because of the extremely dry conditions, and an emergency burn ban has been in effect at all state parks, forests, and wildlife management areas. All local municipalities, including Montville, have instituted burn bans for their communities. Department of Emergency Management and Homeland Security maintains a list of the municipal drought liaisons for each municipality. The municipal drought liaison role was established in the Connecticut Drought Preparedness and Readiness Response Plan, which is a 52-page document, which is available in my office for review, to enable better communications and coordinations among the state, regional, and local government agencies during drought events. Checking the National Weather Service forecast, we are still another week to 10 days away from any potential rain. The WPCA Superintendent, Derek Albertson, is the Montville Municipal Drought Liaison. So what the Fire Marshal's Office Emergency Management is doing, we're trying to stay proactive regarding this drought. I've sent emails to the four fire chiefs asking that they make available to the public non-potable water so residents are able to go to the fire departments and obtain water for toilet flushing at a minimum. This has been done in the past during hurricanes when the town is without power for a long duration. The only department that cannot provide water is the Chesterfield Fire Department. They operate off of a well system. Moving on to the Fire Marshal's Office, Deputy Fire Marshal Meagle, with the assistance of volunteers and career staff, conducted fire prevention in all elementary schools from October 5th through October 11th. I have heard nothing but positive comments from the school administrators, teachers, and students alike. He plans to expand the program next year if funding provides. Deputy Fire Marshal Meagle, along with our administrative assistant, Melanie Rivera, reviewed, purchased, and packaged age-appropriate fire prevention material for every student. On June 3rd of this year, Deputy Fire Marshal Meagle secured a donation of 150 smoke detectors from ServPro. These detectors were made available to residents of the town of Montville at the town carnival, and Deputy Fire Marshal Meagle has been distributing and installing in residential homes that need them in town. We do still have them available, and any resident who does not have one should have one. We will come to your house and we will install them. At the mayor's request, I drafted a policy for fire drills at town hall. This document is ready for TARP to review and will be sent to them. Finally, on October 22nd, Deputy Fire Marshal Meagle, along with the Home Depot, provided fire extinguisher training to all their employees. This training took place over a period from 11 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. and involved every employee at Home Depot. And that's all I have.
Awesome. Any questions? Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Paul. Also want to extend the thanks to the Deputy Fire Marshal for all the work he's done in the past month with the different events and programs. Your credit to this town. Thank you. I want to call up the Public Works Director, John Carlson.
Good evening, everyone. John Carlson, Montville Public Works Director. So we've been quite busy. I don't know if anyone's had a chance to drive through the Lathrop development, but Driscoll Drive and part of Massapequa Side Road are done and completed. I tried something different this time. We actually replaced all the curbing on Driscoll Drive, and I'm actually excited because the mismatch of curbing that was there compared to what it looks like now is beautiful. The road came out really nice. I'm very happy and excited about that. We've been busy doing various catch basins all over town. Little sinkholes here and there, or the top is rotting. You know, the cement is degrading where someone's going to fall in it. So we've been all over the place with that. They've started the basketball courts at the camp today. We're a little bit behind on Desjardins. The bids came in high. And Mazzano Brothers is the one that's doing Desjardins Court, and he was late with his bid, so we couldn't accept it. But it was a significantly lower than the other bids by mouth. So we're putting it back out to bid. It's taken a little time. I tried to go through a couple different routes to try to get it through so we didn't possibly have to go out to bid using the DAS system in Sourcewell. That didn't work out, so now we're going back out to bid. It should be out to bid soon. The Camp Oakdale building is out to bid right now. That'll close, I believe it's December 4th. we've been doing a lot of miscellaneous odd jobs. Of course, it's leaf season. Everyone has leaves, so the catch bases are covered with leaves. And we have quite a few various areas that we spend a lot of time just picking up leaves to keep our drainage open. We've been actually working on started painting some of the plow trucks. We're actually out tree trimming. The police air conditioner is still in the works. I have the one quote from the town vendor. I have reached out to 7 different contractors. I've had 2 no's, 2 said I'll give you a price back, and I did some cold calling, and they're like, you know, they just said, no, we don't do that type of repair. So, I actually called the person who built the building, and he said he was going to refer me to their AC expert, but I never got a phone call, so I probably got to call him back. So the brush pile at the transfer station, which was very large, and I don't know if anyone's been down there, is busy being. It got the first grinding. He had a breakdown. He lost 4 teeth. Had to have a welder come in and fix that, so it's a little slower. So we've been doing that, and we've been around town hall a little bit, painting some of the doors, and we replaced the awning above the cover for the building official's entrance in the back got replaced because that was deteriorating and falling apart, and we painted the railings and the doors down there. We painted the back entrance, and the front entrance all got painted. So we do quite a bit. I feel like I don't get a lot accomplished, but a lot of different things get accomplished when we do stuff. So, you know, and forever complaints too. So any questions?
Well, we got the bond passed in the referendum, so you've got some more to do. You got to finish up the rest of that old bond. I think there's like $1.2 million left on that to work on some roads. So you're going to be in the road business for a while.
Right, and that's good. That's good. One thing we'll have to work on is the manor. Manor is going to be one of those big question marks of how do we get through with the squaw. They really don't say they don't have the money, and how are they going to charge their ratepayers to be able to afford to do all their tie-ins to replace them, because the vibration of that machinery is just going to punch holes through their water lines. And it's really where the copper crosses over the gas line. Those are the locations they find all their leaks, you know. And when you're talking like 100-something homes on just Connecticut Boulevard, you know, that's a lot of spots to dig up and repair.
Well, we know it's priority, but without having those pipes repaired in that area, especially Connecticut Boulevard, as soon as those machines get on there, it's just going to pop them.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that has to be something that we take up with discussing with Squaw about that.
Mayor, who's our Squaw rep? Is it
Rodney
Daniel?
It's Chuck Longton.
I think Kevin's on. Are you alternate too, Kevin?
No, I'm going to be putting in my application to become a member, but I have not done so yet, sir.
But I think we need to open up discussion with them and get that going. Cause that's
we've already started that.
So we got to get that done so we can pave the roads up there, because obviously you've got to do one without the other.
That's definitely a priority.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of roads that need it, and it's just making a list and trying to make sure that we cover a good portion of the town all over, not just in single areas. That's what I'd like to concentrate, just bounce around the town and hit roads. So, but we're pretty busy, so.
Just go on Facebook. They'll tell you which roads need to be.
Yeah. John, I talked to the town engineer the other day, because it's something that's involved with you and I on that. And then he was in the same, he had the same idea about what areas, I guess he drove around with you.
Yes.
About
there's
certain priority roads that are really, I know we're always talking about Maple Avenue, and that's going to probably be definitely in the first one in the spring.
Correct.
Bridge Street, which is fair, really needs to be addressed.
Correct.
Bridge Street is, it's a wooden frame.
Railroad bridge, really.
We
got to
look at that.
Upgraded.
But you know what? You definitely have your work cut out for you, but you've been working on a lot of different areas. I know we definitely, when we have our meeting, we'll be talking more about in front of the town hall, in front of the monuments and stuff, addressing some of that.
Correct.
But the work that's been done, you've been catching up on a lot of it, too. I'll give some more of it in my report, too, but thank you very much.
Okay.
And thank you very much to all the workers you have.
Hey, John, wait a minute. I want to ask you a question. If we find a pothole that's really bad, we can call you and tell you where it's at, correct?
Correct.
Thank you.
Yes, we'll take care of that right away.
I hear you're doing a good job with that.
John, more importantly, part of that bond that was passed was $1.2 million for drainage. So that was really good on your part to bring that up, and we put that on there. So there's a significant amount of drainage that's got to be looked at in the town.
Correct.
So
we need to upgrade. That's one of the things that's a sad part is you find a sinkhole in a road, and it's lined up usually with a catch basin, and it's metal pipe. You're like, that's usually a bad sign. So thankfully, the WPCA is pretty awesome with letting us camera stuff for us. So that really helps us and saves us money being able to investigate that way before we start digging it up to make sure that, that is the actual problem. So.
Thank you.
Thanks, John. Tonight, I have two other department heads, and they came here tonight to speak on item 16D. However, if they, either one, Barbara Lockhart, Youth Services, or Maria D'Amelia from HR, if you have anything to report for the month, you're welcome to. I don't mean to put you on the spot, but if you want to say anything.
She can talk now on D, so she doesn't wait.
Okay.
You're welcome to talk now if you want to talk to item D.
If you want to come up now and talk about D, it's up to you. So you don't have to wait through the...
Sure.
Sorry, Mr. Chairman.
No, you apologize. Huh?
Can you move over next to... You guys got the same jacket on?
Shh, it's different.
Good evening. Barbara Lockhart, Director of Youth Services for the Town of Montville. Speaking to item D on the agenda for the wage adjustment for the part-time employees. It went before the TARP committee last month, and then it was tabled at the town council meeting, and I would really like the council to reconsider what was presented to TARP in terms of that. On the agenda, it's left blank, so I assume there's some questions for me in terms of the range. I feel like it's difficult to say to somebody who's worked there for 7 years that they'll make the exact same amount an hour a new hire would make. I did lose an employee of 11 years this past year because the rate of pay just couldn't sustain her employment with us anymore. I've had a lot of conversations with Maria and the mayor and some council members about, retaining good employees and recruiting good employees really requires, equitable pay and livable pay wages. These are part-time employees who work in a program that is extremely busy. I welcome anybody to come up there any day of the week between 2:00 and 6:00, and you will get a very big taste of it. I mentioned that to some other counselors who've had kids come through the program. Times have changed. We have more foster kids, more kids on the spectrum, more behavioral challenges, more mental health challenges than we've ever had before. These people work hard. They don't have paid holidays, paid vacations, sick time, or any of those things, but they show up day after day after day because they care. about the kids in Montville. I grew up here. I care about the kids. I'll be starting my 28th year of employment this month, and it's really important for me to stand up here and speak on behalf of my people, because they're invested in all these kids the same way that I am. So I don't know if you have questions. It looks blank on the agenda in terms of the range, and I don't know if there's questions about that.
I don't. Thanks, Barb. Thank you very much for all you do, and all the your employees do a fantastic job. I don't think there's anything in here that shows the range. I didn't see anything in my packet.
I think
the range was talked about 18 to 20. It was in there the previous meeting.
Yeah, it was in the tarp stuff. So
yes, ma'am.
So the new.
So what do you? What does it mean between 18 and 20? What are you looking to do? Because what is the employee make now? Probably really low, right?
Well,
to probably say.
Yes, right. It's $16.69 and minimum
what
wage.
What is it?
$16.69. Minimum wage goes to $16.59 January 1st. And there's employees who've been there a considerable amount of time. So in the proposal, Chairman Jaskowitz of TARP can tell you, I was looking to adjust the existing wages of people who have already been there to a higher wage than any new hire. Mm. And I had proposed, I think, 20 or 21, I think. It's in the TARP document. New hires at 18.
It was 18 to 20. I agree.
So what is it going to be tonight? Are we going to settle on a solid number, or is it going to be a range?
It should be a range.
I think it's a range.
Hires.
18,
so, right, we did do
20.
The range, but is that determined like by the department head or? Yes, Maria. Okay. Okay. Yeah. No, please. I don't mind at all.
Good evening, Maria D'Amelia, Director of Human Resources for the Town of Montville. I'd like to augment what Ms. Lockhart is talking about from. Certainly from the HR side. I think what I would like to say to the council is that the town has to adopt a retention strategy. That's probably the biggest thing that I'm going to say to everybody up here tonight. That's really important because what I'm looking at is a disparity in somebody that has been here for 5 years who is making $16.69 an hour. And it's taken 6 months. You've probably heard that magic number out there, how long it takes to actually sometimes find somebody, qualified candidate. In this case, the director here had just recently hired two people that haven't started yet. They're coming on in, November 18th, December 2nd. That's really significant. So what happens is that when you have a very low unemployment rate, everybody's kind of fishing from the same pond. It's the private industry. It's the public sector as well. So let me tell you the reality. The reality is that sometimes no one applies to these jobs. If you're lucky, you might get one. Maybe they're qualified, maybe they're not. The range is a way for, I'm going to put it this way, for the town, again, to adopt a retention strategy. I don't think that the goal should be that you train somebody up and it takes very, very little for them to leave because they're going to go to the town of Colchester or Salem just for a dollar more. I don't think that should be the goal here. I think that we need to look at the talent pool that we have, and my job is to find them, get them, and keep them. That's the short definition that I would give you. But a lot of time is invested in trying to find people. And when you look at something as important as this program, you have a lot of people depending on it. If we can't find the people, you don't have a program. It's just plain and simple. So I would absolutely advocate that you put a range on this here from 18 to 20 and allow the director, I'll say, allow the town, allow the director to make that decision to bring somebody in at an entry-level rate, perhaps at 18, take these people that have been here, that have invested their time, move them up, and then reward folks that she's had here for several years. We want to keep those people. I don't think we want to lose them. So that's really all I have to say about that.
These are positions that they don't get anything else anyway, other than the one that they make.
Right.
They don't get any benefits. Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, and the last thing that
so the benefit would be the 18 to 20 range that I felt as we as on
yeah,
top.
The reason why this is, you know, pushback because I didn't really understand the range. Usually we have a set dollar amount, and we roll with that. It's not a so now I understand, but yeah, at the time we didn't understand. Usually you don't have a range. We've never had a range before, so this is not a. We're not saying we're opposed to
sure.
do this. It's just that it just. Didn't, and this is only for one job description, correct?
That's it. We're talking about the program assistant.
Right, it's one job description.
That's it.
That's Barbara, it. That's it.
Yeah.
Sure.
All right.
And, you know, last thing to say that your dollars are best spent in trying to retain your talent, certainly not trying to find them. That's really what I'm saying about that. So hopefully you'll take all that consideration and move this forward.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
So the after-school program is fee-based, and we bring in about $26,000 a year in revenue, which offsets the part-timer line item in our budget. So that part is important. We used to not have a fee attached to it, but I was encouraged by former administration to make it a fee-based program. So most of our programs are now sliding scale or fee-based. So we try to bring in the revenues that we can, you know, keep the burden off the town in terms of putting money in. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks, Barb.
Thank you. And not to leave anybody out, Chief Blanchett, you got anything to say?
Oh, come on, Chief. Come on, Chief. You can do it.
I got to tell you, we are blessed by our department heads, every single one of them. They make my job a lot easier, and I do appreciate them very much. And speaking of a retention strategy, we are without a tax collector, and we are without an assistant tax collector. So on the 17th, we brought in a temporary tax collector who is certified to work in there alone, basically, right now, doing a good job. However, just the fact that we had to rely on a we were fortunate to get somebody to come in. So the assistant tax collector's last day was on the 5th, and we're in the process of interviewing for to fill all those the assistant's position, and we don't have anybody yet for the tax collector itself. On the 23rd, I attended the open house for the newly renovated social services, and I'm sure that Commissioner Karen will have more to say about that in his report. The union contract talks to continue the town hall Teamsters, the transfer station Teamsters, the police department, and MAME. The building department is just as much a need for the retention strategy. However, we're holding our own. I mentioned a trainee that started last month, and he's due to take the state exam for the assistant, should say the building official trainee step 3. He'll take the test on February 3rd, and we have high hopes. He's doing a pretty good job. The building department staff took classes in OSHA 10 this past week and on work safety, first aid, rescue breathing, and CPR. So we're, in spite of being out, both the building officials were keeping up with the operation. And to that point, the permit volume is up over the last 2 months. The permit review time is generally less than 2 weeks. The inspection times are less than 3-day average, and the staff is the temporary staff administration, because the administrative assistant has been out, is operating at a level of expectations, and she is a temporary hire. The customer service is being maintained. The inspectors, Dave Jensen and Vern Vesey, who are part-timers and contractors, are managing the bulk of their residential inspection work. And the temporary building official is handling the bulk of the commercial plan review and inspection work. The contractor, Vern Vesey, has developed a database project valuation to which fairly accurately values permits so that the citizens pay the same permits as they paid 10 years ago. Our assistant trainee, his name is Paul Curry, has exceeded expectations and is progressing through the program. And as I said, he'll be taking the exam in February. Our licensed staff is required to complete 90 hours of continuing education training over a three-year period. And as I mentioned, they completed the Ocean 10 construction safety, which is a tremendous asset to their performance. The blight enforcement activities have seen some recent success purely through negotiations and persuasion. We're getting a huge bang for our buck when with Melissa Richards out there doing with good people skills and managing to gain cooperation in several of the blight situations we have around town. On the 23rd, I attended the pre-construction meeting for renovation of 303 Route 32, which has been an eyesore for probably 20 years, and we're finally going to get something done with that. And through the persuasion of our Planning and Zoning Commission staff members, they're doing a great job and seeing their way through with that. And I'm sure that everyone's going to be really happy when we get that thing done. And it's to their credit that we're getting that done. We had an initial plan interview for a replacement on the planning director vacancy, and we plan on doing a second one in the coming weeks. I continue to attend many of the committee meetings and commission meetings, as many as possible. The finance department director is on extended leave of absence, and the treasurer, Patrick Ball, is doing an outstanding job of filling in that vacancy and making the best of a bad situation. We interviewed a senior center program developer, two of them, over the past month, and we are going to hire one within the next, by December. We interviewed internal applicants for the assistant tax collector position, and we offered one, and that person will be starting on the 9th, and I'll introduce her at a later time. Staff meetings are continuing with enthusiasm, and I really appreciate the cooperation from all the department heads in making that work. There's a good exchange of information, and it's very healthy. I attended the Veterans Day ceremony. It was kind of lightly attended, and we need to do a better job at publicizing that, and people can see and be thankful for our veterans in a ceremony. At this time, I want to recognize our election officials in the town for holding a safe and fair, secure 2024 presidential election. Montville officials ensured all eligible ballots were counted and election night reported was accurate. Our register of voters, along with poll workers and town clerks, successfully ran 14 days of early voting where 3,641 ballots were cast in town. In addition to our town clerk's office issued 528 absentee ballots, and a register of voters processed a record 434 election day or same day registrations. 4,400 ballots were cast in person at the polls on November 5th, ending with an 80.67% turnout. The town clerk, Katie Herring, and her team clearly excelled this past election time and opened and counted 4,564 votes in less than 12 hours with a team of six people. Outstanding. This election being the first general election where early voting was held was only successful with the teamwork and effort put forth by our election officials, specifically our register of voters and their leadership. Countless weeks and long hours were dedicated to ensure Montville residents could feel confident with their vote and would be accurately counted and their voices would be heard. Our register of voters, town clerk's office, and poll workers are proud to do this work and dedicated to our residents and their needs. The support that all of the election officials showed throughout these long days were unmatched, and they all work together across party lines to ensure the success for the town of Montville. As a result of the election, the questions on the ballot, one being the expanded absentee ballot, although it passed in the state, it was defeated in Montville by 38-56 yes and 39-70 no. The other two ballot questions, the $8.5 million for road improvements, there were 5,711 yes and 2,297 no. Of the $2.35 million for the track and field turf replacements, there was 4,393 yes and 3,586 no. And I think that's it.
Anything else?
So want to make sure
we got all night.
I want to make sure you know I've been very, very busy.
You got the day paper, Norwich Bulletin.
Wow,
that was good. That was really good, Lenny.
Yeah, thank
mayor,
you, Larry.
That was very good. Thank you.
Any questions for the mayor?
All right. No, God, though.
No. Don't you have any questions? They covered it all.
I forgot where I'm at. Report from standing committees, town administration rules and procedures
on the agenda.
Okay. Finance, we met, and things are progressing. I just want to say Patrick Rawls is doing an outstanding job keeping us up to date and briefed on the different status on the finance. I reached out to the Board of Ed's Kathy Lamoral to help us out with some of the things in the finance, so we're in good hands to help us while the finance director is out. So I just want to say thank you for assisting us, you know, and helping us out with that. So, Public Works Solid Waste Disposal?
Public Works Solid Waste, we did not have a meeting, but John filled everyone in on the majority of everything that is out there, not as long as the mayor, but he did fill us in on a bunch of stuff. But John's crew was doing a fantastic job. Also, a couple of things that John we are finished on is the pavilion. The lights are all done at the pavilion. The electricity, all the new lighting on the outside. The painting is all done. Okay. The bathrooms are all done, all painted. They're also the little pavilion, and everything came underneath budget. You know, it looks fantastic. I drove around it the other day when I got back from out of town for my daughter's wedding, and John said the lights are bright. They sure are bright, and it looks fantastic. So
good.
Getting a lot of lot of compliments on that, and I send it all John's way because, you know, he stood over that and did an awesome job. You know what, so we'll be out.
I'll say something about the pavilion, if I don't mean to interrupt.
Oh, go ahead, I'm sorry.
They also did a remarkable job on all the benches. They painted them, and they redid all the paint underneath. It just looks like a brand-new building. It was just really impressive. So there's a lot more than to the eye when you go to see that what they did, and being under budget, and that was funded pretty much from ARPA money and some money we had left over from other projects. So it wasn't an encumbrance on the town by any means.
It was some help actually from, you know, Kate working with Parks and Rec, and Parks and Rec handing over a little bit. They wanted a little extra plugs put in, and they helped out there. So, and it, we're working on now getting a number for inside the bathrooms. You know, John and I have been talking about that. I know the Public Works Committee is going to have a lot on their agenda, not just with the roads. We have other buildings and stuff that we'll be looking at, that if we can have money that's extra, that we're not, you know, maybe the state kicks in, you know, where we've been talking to some of the senators about something, about maybe something happening. We don't know, probably won't materialize for a while, but they know that our wish list is out there. But you know what, working with the Public Works Director and his crew, and working with Parks and Rec and our Public Works Committee, everything moves a little quicker once you have a team together on it.
Thank you. Reports from special committees and liaison counselors. Councilor Karen, Commission on Aging, Nonprofit Organizations, Social Services, and Volunteer Firefighters Relief Fund.
So I wasn't able to make the Volunteer Fire Relief Fund. I was out of town, unfortunately, again. But that was due to my daughter's wedding again. The bus trips are been a great success. On the first one, the one was Newport, now Bronx Zoo. Now we're going to be going to Newport again. That's already filled up. That's all for each of our seniors.
Third grade.
What'd you say?
December 3rd.
December, I think it's December 2nd. So right now we're, you know, those bus trips are good and good. The grants are working out excellent for the home care, for cleaning some of the seniors' houses. That's really good. The seniors and Kathy is also, and her staff is working on the Thanksgiving baskets. The tribe has offered again and came through, answered my letter about helping us with turkeys. So they're donating, I believe it's 300 turkeys again this year. Yeah, so that's been working on a line. The social service building, I went down there the other day. It's amazing how many people go through there within the day and within the week of looking for food, looking for clothing, looking for the stuff for their pets. That, you know, I was there that day when you bring it up. That's, I was like, well, you know, rung a bell when someone came in, they needed something for their dog. So that's fantastic that you're involved with that too and helping us down there too and helping the community. I think it was we're up to like 3,500 or 4,000 meals for the center, social services. So they're also working on energy. We need that, right? We probably don't even think about it in this room. Half the people, some of these ones don't have it to heat their houses. And, is a lot of people right now looking to get the energy assistance, especially with the way some of the economy is and some of the people that are needing it right now. And they're also looking right now to doing the programs. The programs are moving along tremendously. The dollar lunches are packed there. Sometimes we're having 30 to 50 to 60 people. The Thanksgiving meal, over 100 people were there for that, for the Thanksgiving. That was awesome. Now we'll have the Christmas coming up too for that and some singing going on for that, some caroling. So I believe that's it. I hope I covered some of it. That I know I probably forgot some of it, but I'll come back.
No, Lenny will help you out.
Lenny, did I forget anything on that? Do you know? Because you attended the Thanksgiving.
You did good, Bill.
Thank you, sir.
Councilor Jaskiewicz, Board of Education, Planning and Zoning Commission.
No meeting, Board of Ed. Actually, it's next week, so I can't report on it until the next meeting. Okay. But planning and zoning, I want to say the meeting was last night. I attended. They had four or five items on the agenda that they were talking about. And there was one very interesting one, potential project. 200 spaces, living spaces, could be developed north of St. Bernard's on the left-hand side going up the hill. I found it very interesting. It hasn't been finalized, but I guess next month they're going to bring in the traffic coordinator to find out how it would come off of 32. That was really, really interesting. Good meeting, and tip of the hat like the mayor did to our planning and zoning department, enforcement and all that. They're doing a heck of a job for us. Thank you very much. Because, you know, the guns that you're under, thank you very much on my behalf.
Yeah. Councilor Jaskiewicz, that thing you just mentioned, I think is in the day paper, a big write-up on that development.
Well,
I think it's in the day. One of the newspapers.
It was a day paper, but they were incorrect when they said that there's a public hearing, which there isn't. Just pointing that out.
Isn't?
So did I say something wrong, or was the paper right?
No, paper was wrong.
Anything else, Councilor Jaskiewicz?
No, thank you. Done.
Councilor Lathrop, Economic Development, Water Pollution Control Authority.
I was not able to attend the Economic Development Commission meeting. Water Pollution Control Authority. The water tower on Cook Tower is officially built now. There's a few last pieces they have to do before they can fill it and test it, so they're working towards that. Our lead survey was submitted, which is basically checking all our connections and piping along the way for lead content, and they have like a 7-year goal or something to get us down to the numbers, and we're well ahead of that because we have a fairly new system on the water supply side, which is good. The plant is running really good. We just hit some record numbers also for processing and for the fuel cells that are there, which keeps the cost down that we take off of the grid. So things are running really well there. When the plant runs well, that's reduced costs on shipping to get rid of stuff. So things are going really well down there. So that's good news. I'll keep it short.
Just ask Lenny. He'll help you out. Mayor. I'm just joking. Sorry. Contra Civilia, Conservation Commission, Public Safety Commission, and Youth Service Bureau, and Advisory Board.
Right. Conservation Commission was last night, two nights ago. I wasn't able to attend. Tim can fill you in on some of that.
Public safety, we just wanted to thank the police department for the homecoming bonfire and everyone that was involved with that. It was awesome. A lot of the kids enjoyed it. Fire safety day at Home Depot, I believe Deputy Fire Marshal was involved with that. It was a great event. I'm glad you guys brought that back, and hopefully it keeps growing. Trick or Trunk was another event. Wouldn't happen without the fire police, police department, fire department, public works, Pete Bushway, Parks and Rec. That was a great event. We also wanted to welcome the new chief at Mohegan, Chief Suarez, so welcome. And we also wanted to thank Chief Gaetano for his service over the years. I will move on to youth services. Try to keep it short, but Barbara always gives me awesome updates, and I hate to leave anything out. They also wanted to mention Trick or Trunk. This year, their theme was The Nightmare Before Christmas, and they reported over 800 kids came through the event. Nice job, Pete and Parks and Rec, with that. They also did a Lights On After School. That was October 24th. That was celebrating after school programs throughout the country. They had popcorn and candy stations, pizza. Police ran a donut on a string eating contest. The kids had a great time. She also wanted me to mention CRAC. It's a Southeastern Regional Action Council. They have tons of trainings on their website. A lot of them are free. Stuff to do with mental health, suicide prevention, things like that. So definitely check that out. You can be a better advocate throughout the community if you're more informed. So that'd be great. Their basket raffle fundraiser they do every year. It kicked off at, on Election Day. They're also still selling tickets until the 22nd. So if you want to go down to youth services, the baskets were awesome. Some of their after-school program parents created them, so they were great. Another update on the tower restoration project. So that's still in the works. Letters were sent out to Mottville businesses to ask for donations. They've received donations already from Uncasville Oil, Divine Hydraulics, an inquiry from Rand Whitney. Residents are also reaching out to donate, as they did a campaign, Give Our Tin Man Back a Heart campaign. So that was pretty cool. So if you want to donate, I think it's an awesome project, and it would really do a lot for our town just to have a nicer looking tower. I know it sounds silly, but
who do we make the donation to?
Donations. Who were they made to, Barbara? Awesome.
So donations at the Youth Service Bureau?
Yeah.
Donations are made at the Youth Service?
MYSB for donations.
They would take it down to your business or your place and drop it off, right?
We have an account set up in the finance department to receive those funds.
Okay.
Great. They're also doing an addiction counseling services, so that will begin January 2025. That's supported by federal opioid funds. Blue Sky Wellness will be the professional counseling agency providing the service, so that'll be a great asset to the community. The Youth Action Council, they do their youth scoop all the time, so I encourage you to grab that. It's downstairs on the desk by the door. Some of the things they're talking about is their campaign is the You Good Bro campaign. It's just basically checking on people's mental health. Like, it's tough out there, so just be a friend, check in, be there for somebody.
There's a billboard right there.
Yeah, the billboard's up there. Yep, it's a great campaign. They also received a grant award. I think I talked about it last month for gambling. Just they're going to try to focus on online youth gambling, and you might think it doesn't happen, but I'm in the high school and the kids are talking about making bets on DraftKings, and they don't realize how serious it can get and how quickly they can lose money or, you know, get hooked on it, and it's just not a good thing. JRB, which is their juvenile review board, it's diversion work for youth. They have 17 open cases right now, 3 new referrals, 3 truancy referrals. They're still boasting about a 94% diversion from system involvement. So it's a great program, and we're glad to have it in town. And that's it.
Just a quick on the Conservation Commission last night. Pretty much they're the big talkers. We're going to be, and the town council has been invited on Sunday morning to the bond property off Chesterfield Road to take a walk with Avalonian Land Conservancy. They're in negotiations to purchase 660 acres of land through the Avalonian Land Conservancy, and we're going to take a look at that land because that's going to be a huge recreation area and open space for our citizens of Montville. So more to come on that, on which direction we're going to go with that. But we're going to meet up on Sunday and take a look at that. I think we got...
Kevin, I'll be there.
Nick, myself, Kate, and...
Lenny.
Joe's going to go, but he's just going to do a drive-by. Right?
Yeah.
All right. See you guys there. So moving on to Councilor Southard, Farmers Market Committee, and Library Committee, and Parks and Rec Commission.
This Saturday, the Farmers Market Holiday Market is happening at Tile Middle School from 10 to 2. We will have upwards of 45 vendors, but when all said and done, they'll include farmers, bakers, artisans, and crafters. Santa and Mrs. Claus will be there the entire time. The Grinch will be there from 11 to 1. That's you. The library meeting. We had our board meeting, their yearly board meeting, and they revised their bylaws. They revised the librarian job description, and this will be posted if it hasn't been already, and they replaced the roof on the library. Parks and Recreation. The Desjardins Park playground has been installed, and it looks fantastic. With the large pavilion being repaired, we're now looking towards landscaping improvements, beautifying the area. We have a proposal to have disc golf baskets put behind the pickleball courts. Yeah, by Bill, I'm going to butcher his name, Mikulowicz. He'll provide the baskets and assist in the semi-permanent installation of the baskets. And basically, that's just to see how much interest there is in the sport. And he really feels that kids will see them and will get into the sport. We have a plan to put some baskets. We'd actually like to put a full course up on the Mustaway property. That's been something we've been talking about for a while. So it's a big up-and-coming sport. Just like the pickleball was, this is the next big thing. CLA is updating the Camp Hotel maps. Maintenance staff have been putting up the new kiosks, and maps and rules will be placed in them when they are finished. The Holiday Light Parade is December 8th with a 5 p.m. start. So that is Parks and Rec.
Oh. Awesome.
All right. Thank you. appointments and resignations. Consider act on a motion to reappoint Chuck Longton to the Planning and Zoning Commission with a term to expire on December 12th, 2028.
So moved.
Second.
Second.
Any discussion? Okay. Roll call, please.
Karen.
Favor.
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 Favor. So that is 7-0, all in favor. Item 14B, consider an act on a motion to reappoint Daniel R. Dunn to the Youth Advisory Board with a term to expire on December 22nd, 2026.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion?
Does an awesome job.
Yeah, a lot of years.
A lot of volunteering.
All right. Roll call, please.
Favor.
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 Favor. So that's 7-0. All in favor. Item 14C, consider an act on a motion to waive the waiting period for appointments. Rule 14C of the Town Council Rules of Procedure for the Water and Sewer Commission.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Roll call, please.
Favor.
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 Favor. So 7-0 favor. Now, item 14D, consider an act on a motion to appoint Dean Terry to the Water and Sewer Commission with a term to expire on November 13th, 2028.
So moved.
Second. Second.
Wow. Any discussion? Roll call, please.
Favor, definitely.
Favor.
Cut you off on.
Favor.
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 Favor. So 7-0 in favor. Consider act on a motion to reappoint Deborah Suarez to the Commission on Aging with a term to expire November 9th, 2027.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Roll call, please.
Councilor
Karen? Favor.
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 Favor. 7-0 in favor. Unfinished business. Consider an act on a motion to discuss the progress of the animal control facility. I believe we've done that, but Councilor Utnick, did you want to discuss anything on this?
Well, unless the mayor has anything else to add.
Yep. Mayor, what you got?
I don't have anything more. I think the lieutenant covered everything that we've been working on. And I appreciate his effort and the work you've been doing on it. And it's going to happen.
All right. Thank you. Item 16, new business. The town of Montville hereby resolves to refund taxes due to overpayments and corrections in the amount of $4,642.18.
So moved.
As requested by the tax collector. Yes. So moved.
Second.
Second. Any discussion? Roll call, please.
Favor.
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 Favor. 7-0 in favor. Item 16B, the town of Montville hereby resolves to set the 2025 regular monthly meeting dates of the town council on the second Monday of every month, including holidays, that will be scheduled on the Wednesday of that week. The scheduled meeting dates are as follows: January 13th, February 10, March 10, April 14, May 12, June 9th, July 14th, August 11, September 8, October 15, which is a Wednesday, November 10, and December 8. All meetings will be held at 7 p.m. in the town council chambers.
No move.
Second.
Any discussion? All right. Roll call vote, please.
Favor.
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 Favor. 7-0 in favor. Item 16C, to consider an act on a motion to discuss the agreement between the Montville Board of Education and Montville Administrators Association for the period of July 1, 2025 through June 30, 2028. Councilor
Jaskiewicz. If I may, Mr. Chairman, I'd like to have Kathy Lamro come up, or Wills Pike come up and talk about it. I sat in on that, and it was very interesting, and I thought the committee did a good job.
Thank you, Joe. Wills Pike, 71 Pheasant Run, Montville Board of Education Chairman. Yes, I have to read this because there's a lot covered here. We had negotiations with the Montville Administrator Association, which began on August 6th. Representing the board are Wills Pike, Lisa Terry, Natalia Sierra Milan from Shipman and Goodwin, and Joe Jaskiewicz served as the town liaison. Prior to our meeting with the administrative team, we reviewed administrative settlements in other districts. The result of these negotiations is a three-year contract spanning from July 2025 to June 30th of 2028. A key outcome was the agreement on a new three-step salary schedule replacing the previous 85% placement system for new administrators, which lacked clear definition and could be seen as arbitrary. Under the new system, the top step will receive a 2.5% annual increase. An exception was made for the special education supervisors, who will receive an additional $2,500 in the first year, along with three additional workdays and a 2.5% annual increase thereafter. So to clarify, we have 11 people in this administrators association. Two of them are special ed supervisors. It's a public knowledge, their salaries. They are not particularly well paid, and we felt that there should be a significant bump. We negotiated. They asked for over 3 years. We came to an agreement on one. Health plan contributions will also see incremental increases, with premium cost shares rising by 0.5% each year, from 22% to 23.5%, and dental premiums increasing from 24% to 25.5%. Additionally, plan design changes were implemented to reduce costs. It was a very reasonable, rational, and respectful negotiations. As any kind of union contract, obviously they're looking out for their best interests as we're looking out for the best interests of the children, the school system, and the town. We also, in this contract, took away the annuity that was provided to an administrator starting in this contract. That was very significant. The annuity is a large piece of their salary that they get every year, so that annuity will not be in effect as of next July. If you'd like hard numbers, I'd be glad to. Yes. Only for new hires. Excuse me. Yes.
I'll
clarify that. Yeah. So when they, correct.
That's just recorded.
No, that's correct. When people retire, the new hire will not get an annuity. That's correct. If you'd like numbers, I know Councilor Karen asked. In the first year, the increase is going to be $45,627.99. In the second year, it's going to be $41,768.69. And in the third year, $42,812.90. Overall, I think we had a very good negotiation. Thank you to Joe Jaskiewicz again for being there. And thank you to Rob Alves and his team and my team. Any questions?
Thank you, Wills and Kathy. You guys did a really mean it. I was impressed with how it went. Good job.
Any questions?
Thank you for coming out.
Yeah, perfect. Thank you.
No, thank you very much.
Yep. All right. Item 16D, the town of Mount Vernon resolves to approve the position description for the youth service program assistant with a salary of $18 to $20 per hour as approved and recommended by the town administration rules and procedure committee. I think we've already discussed this. Do we need any further discussion on it?
Do we need to amend that since it was blank?
I just added it in.
You just added it in.
You can do that?
Just making sure.
If you want it,
what are we doing?
He's adding it in 18 to 20.
Yeah, we should put it in there. I agree.
He did.
I read it in.
He just read it in, but if you'd like to make a motion to add that in, preferably from Nick, it's up to you.
I think we're good.
Okay. You did? Okay, so moved.
I want to thank the HR director for helping me out when we talked about this, and it made a lot of sense in what we're doing.
Agnes, are we good with the way I read it in?
And you're fine.
All right.
Second.
All right. We've already discussed it, so I guess we need to discuss it more. All right. Roll call vote, please.
Favor.
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 Favor. So it's 7-0. All in favor. Motion passes. Item 16E, the town of Mount Vernon resolves to close the town hall, the town offices at 2 p.m. on Wednesday, November 27th, 2024, in observance of the Thanksgiving holiday for non-essential personnel and to award 2 hours paid time off for essential personnel who must remain on the job to be used by the end of the calendar year.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion?
We've done this in the past.
Yes. Roll call, please.
Councilor
Favor. Favor.
Favor.
Favor.
Favor.
Favor.
Favor.
Favor. 7-0. Motion passes. Item 17, remarks from the public with a 3-minute limit.
Carol Howard, 23 Bayberry Lane. First, I would like to make sure we get a message to the Park and Rec Commission. We've had 4 grandchildren in the youth football program this year, and it was such a pleasure being at the field. It was in great shape, well-maintained, so an appreciation to them on that. The second thing that I wanted to mention was, and I didn't hear anybody talk about it, but I believe I saw it on Facebook, and I don't see anybody here, but actually the Lieutenant Radford may know. But on Saturday, I believe from 10 to 12 at the Chesterfield Firehouse, there's almost like a meet and greet. Is that correct?
Oh, yeah.
With the police and some fire personnel and stuff like that?
Yes.
At Chesterfield. Okay. Yeah, so I didn't hear anybody talk about that, but it was from 10 to 12 Saturday at Chesterfield Firehouse.
You have to send that out. I didn't get that.
Yeah, I didn't hear it. I just saw it on Facebook.
I didn't see it either.
I didn't either.
Is it on the
10 to 2?
Is it on the town
10 to 12. 10 to 12.
I had asked the chief of the Chesterfield to send me a flyer. I hadn't got it yet. But it's a meet and greet and recruitment effort. Yes.
But you said it's on Facebook, right?
Yeah, it was on Facebook. It must be true then. If it's on Facebook,
well, I mean,
it's true.
My concern is that it's not going to get the word out.
Right,
so it's on
right. I think, I don't know if it was Montville Community or which one it was, but it was on one of them that
Thank
I did
you.
See it. So just an awareness for that. And last but not least, wishing you all a very happy and safe Thanksgiving holiday.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Same to you.
Very nice. Thank you.
All right. Anyone else? Remarks from the public with a 3-minute limit? And I'll go one more time. Remarks from the public with a 3-minute limit.
Hey, good evening, guys. Dan Drainville, reporter for the Day newspaper. I don't usually speak at these things. Sort of a longtime listener, first-time caller here. But I just wanted to kind of set the record straight, just because the mayor made a comment about the article that I was working on. That article was from the Planning and Zoning Commission meeting that was on Tuesday night. There was two housing developments that have been submitted on file with the Land Use Department in the town. They are providing a combined 257 units to the town's housing stock. And I believe, Mayor, you may have misread or maybe hastily read something in the article because there was nothing incorrect in it. I wanted to go back and check, but I did never make mention of a public hearing date. It mentions that the commission's next meeting is December 10th, and they are expected to set a date for a public hearing at that meeting. I didn't mean to say that the public hearing date would be on December 10th. The way it's worded in the article is, when the Planning and Zoning Commission meets on December 10th, it is expected to set a public hearing date for the two projects. So, correct, right now there is no public hearing date for those two projects. And we do have Vice Chair of the Commission, Wills Pike, in the audience. Maybe if there's any contention, he could speak to that as well. So, that's all. I just wanted to set the record straight.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
He's not the chair, by the way.
He's vice chair.
He's not the chair.
He said vice chair.
Oh,
I'm sorry. I got to fix my hearing aid.
I was just going to say.
Dave Bradford, Lieutenant Moffa, Police. I did attend that meeting the other night just to help clarify and maybe set Mr. Drainville straight. The next meeting is December 10th, but there will not be a public hearing set for those two pieces of property. You misheard it. There will not be public hearings.
That's correct.
Gotcha. All right. Thanks for resolving that. Anyone else for remarks from the public? Right, moving on, remarks from the councilors. I'll start off with Councilor Yutnick.
Thank you. I just want to thank all the department heads tonight for coming out. We appreciate all your hard work, and keep it up. I hope everybody has a good holiday. That's all I have.
Councilor Lathrop.
Yeah, thank you to the department heads, but also everyone in the town who does everything that they do, keeps us moving forward. It's fantastic. And happy Thanksgiving, everyone.
Councilor Sebelia?
Yeah, just thank you. Thank everyone for coming. Thank you for caring about Montville. It's a great place to live, and I'm glad you guys are all involved. So thank you. Happy Thanksgiving. And that's it.
Mayor?
I forgot to mention that I attended the Mohegan Fire Company banquet on the 2nd. Well attended, and appreciate the fire department for their contributions to the community. The holiday parade is the 8th, and I'm wishing everybody a safe and enjoyable Thanksgiving. Thank you.
Councilor Seller?
So I've been to Youth Services during those hours that Barbara Lockhart mentioned, and it's pretty crazy. But they work hard, and I'm glad that we were able to support that department with these increases. And just to kind of piggyback on that, the Tin Man that Councilor Sebelia mentioned, just so there's no misconceptions out there, this is a project that is volunteer-run by members of this community with all donations and grants that Director Lockhart is looking into. On Saturday, just a reminder, come to the Farmers Market Holiday Market from 10 to 2 at Tile. I was going to mention the light parade, but the mayor did that, and everybody have a nice holiday.
Councilor Jaskiewicz.
Yeah, thank you to the department heads. It's good to see you come here. I really mean that over the years and give your report. Nobody can give it better than you guys can, even if you have a liaison. Because I know sometimes you miss something or you make a mistake, an honest one, us. I mean, but it's good to see the department heads, and I really wish everybody a happy holiday and a safe holiday. Thank you.
Councilor Karen.
I offer the same. It's nice to see the department heads here, even though the chief didn't speak tonight. I was looking forward to that for the whole week. But it's great to hear from all your departments. First time I've had in all the years I've never seen a day reporter get up there and give a report. I have never done that, but you know that's different for me. I've never seen that happen. But you know, all kidding aside, we joke with the mayor on some of his length of his report. But I have to admit, I've gone through a few mayors. He's had everything. And you know what, Mayor? I bust you. I talk to you. Sometimes raise my voice to you. But you definitely go to a lot, and I appreciate it. You get involved. You care. So
thank you. Thank you.
You know, maybe a lot. I won't go any deeper than that. I'm sorry. But I always go that much. But and also congratulations to the I failed to congratulate the chief of Mohegan. Thank you very much for stepping up, and thank you for the community for coming out, and I wish you all a happy Thanksgiving.
I still got to talk too. So.
Oh, I didn't end the meeting. I didn't say motion to adjourn. Maybe I should.
So I just want to say that I don't know how realize how busy the mayor is. I've had to come in and have a lot of meetings with him, and it's he's working his butt off, and he's doing it for the citizens. He goes to pretty much every committee meeting, which is probably at least three times a week, right? So he goes there and sits through all those boring meetings and obviously writes a book in his spare time. But he's doing a really great job in getting things organized. And it's a tough job. So we do appreciate it. And
thank you.
So there's, you know, coming up on Thanksgiving, there's going to be a lot of things coming up for the senior citizens. Turkey drive, big one. So we may need some help unloading those turkeys.
I'm good. I got it. I can handle it.
You can handle it?
I do it by myself all the time.
No, you don't. So, all right, but just keep, you know, our less fortunate in mind, the food banks, because I think this could be a tough year like last year. So keep a lot of the people in the food banks in mind this holiday season for Thanksgiving and Christmas, because I think we're gonna need it. And also the energy assistance program is gonna be needed this year too, because even though it hasn't been cold, I think it's gonna get a lot colder here real soon. So everybody have a happy Thanksgiving. Enjoy your family time, and we'll see you in December.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
There we go.
Aye.
What's that?
I
go home. No, you don't.
You don't?
Motion to adjourn. Read Robert's rule. It's the only one who doesn't need a.
So,
all right. But just take his notes. Scan him in. Hey, slow the down, man.
Hey, he almost T-boned us coming in.
He did not.
No, you almost T-boned.